The MadTech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the MadTech Podcast. We're here to discuss the European retail media landscape and to dive into the recent Cavil acquisition of Nexter. And who better to do this than the two guys at the heart of the deal? I'm delighted to be joined by James Avery of Cavil. James, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And Martin Jensen of Nexter. Martin, thank you for coming over.
Thank you for having me.
So it's a big deal for you guys. I'm delighted to be able to help reveal this. And the news is out as of this morning that Cavil is acquiring Nexter. Tell me, how did the deal come about, James?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not sure we can talk about all the details of the deal, but I can say that at the MadTech Money conference, I was there and I was hanging out and talking to Kieran in one of the breaks, and he mentioned I should really be talking to Nexter. And that there was potentially a really interesting opportunity there. And so kind of coming out of that conference, I got connected with Martin and we started having conversations.
Excellent. Martin, from your side, how did it really kick off?
Yeah, so I think I just want to echo a bit from James, but just going a bit back. Actually, 2 years ago, we invested heavily into retail media, and that at one point in what I called our backyard in Northern Europe, we heard about this company called Cavil sneaking into the Northern European market for retailers. And some of our prospect there was Vivino and Boozt, and essentially we actually lost to Cavil. So at that point, we actually did start to investigate a bit more on Cavil, and yeah. I'm glad now to be in the same boat as these guys, because they have been doing great.
Excellent. And, you know, you're both longtime friends of Exchange Wire, James. We've had you at the whiteboard numerous times. We've worked together. Martin, we've done a retail media hub with you guys last year, which is ongoing, and it's been some really strong content. It's been great to do. So, you know, you're both well-known companies, great in your fields. What opportunities do you think this acquisition really brings to both of you? Martin, what do you think first?
Yeah, so I think the giving a bit of perspective on the size of Nexter today and where we're going together with Cavil, I think there's a commercial outlook. We've been primarily been focusing on Northern European clients, and with an American company acquiring us, we see a market expansion into other markets, and especially in the retail media market, we see US and other markets are much more mature compared to the Northern European market. So I think expansion for us, rather than going out and fundraising ourselves, that's on the commercial piece. Then getting better into the product piece, I think this is a for us and for Cavil as well. I think this is one plus one equals three here. I think it's a match in heaven. We see Cavil as being the leading on-site ad server, and I think where we've been investing heavily is into the off-site piece and the self-service piece. So these components is actually giving us a much, much stronger position in the market, and we're also adding a lot of speed to the market in terms of building something yourself. So yeah, a lot of good synergy both on a commercial and a product, and then finalizing this, I think, on a culture level as well. First time I met James, I think that the energy around the culture and us starting as a technology, Cavil starting as a technology, I think the culture around Next and Cavil is a perfect match as well.
Amazing. Excellent. And James, for you, how does having, you know, Next's retail media offering, how does it boost what you're doing as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way we've been thinking about Cavil is that our goal is really to provide the tools for retailers that they need to build a world-class retail media network. And so for us, that started out as, you know, we've built a really strong on-site ad server, retail media ad server. We've built really strong forecasting. We have a really strong audience product that was through that acquisition of Velocity a couple of years ago. And so for us, this is just another big piece of the puzzle for retailers, which is that they, you know, they have on-site and then also off-site and self-serve. And so for us, we've, you know, we have our own self-serve, but we believe that Nexta's self-serve is really further along than where ours is. But then also really the offsite is just a huge piece of something that we don't do today at all. Until this announcement, we didn't do. But now we're excited that like a lot of these retailers that we're signing can now use us for offsite. And then also as we, you know, continue to go to market and sign more like tier one retailers, we just have more of a solution that we can bring to them and really help them launch and you know, build really world-class retail media networks.
Yeah, so it's going to help you really stand out from the crowd now.
Yeah, and I think really being able to bring a complete solution. And so that's really what we want to be the one company that the retailer needs to work with to really launch something that can rival Amazon and Walmart and people like that.
Amazing. I want to step back a little bit from the deal and discuss retail media in general. You know, it's an area that's been so hot for the exchange, our audience, for a while now. And it's such an interesting area, and you're obviously making strides in it now. Martin, where do you think retail media goes in 2025?
Yeah, so getting a bit back to my point on maturity on the market, I still see us looking into the US. It's retail media has been, I think, for many, many years. So I think, you know, where we're having some conversation in Europe right now is primarily where some retailers is starting to what I call dipping the toes, starting to do a bit of the managed service. They primarily will be starting on the on-site piece, and then they will be executing a bit on the off-site and the self-service. But I think when you look into the size of what I call the tier one retailers, I think there is a need to actually automate a lot of the what I call the workflow complexity. If you look at a retailer today in the tech stack, they have a lot of technology. So I think what we're going to see here is, at least on the big tier one retailers, they will be investing heavily into the self-service piece in order to scale all of their brands, because cost of operation in terms of actually doing what I call operation on behalf of your client will... The business model is broken. So I think when you look at what I call the maturity of tier one retailers, I think a lot of them will be starting to invest heavily into self-service and also offsite, depending on the phases they are in.
Excellent. James, what do you think the challenges are for retail, and what's the landscape this year?
Yeah, I think 2025 is going to be a really interesting year, because I think you really have retailers in two different types of situations. I think you have retailers who launched something back in 2020, 2021. They probably chose Criteo or Citrus or PromoteIQ. They got something out in the market, but now they're really looking at it and saying, what's next for us? How do we go from kind of just being a outsourced commodity type retail media network to really building something that's differentiated and something that really can like own a market? And so I think there's that set of retailers, where a lot of those are retailers today that we're working with, where they're moving off one of these kind of incumbent platforms. They're hiring up big teams. They're looking at how do they double, you know, triple revenue over the next 3 years. But then I think there's another angle, which is there's the set of retailers that Martin, you were talking about, which are still kind of not doing much at all. Right. And so I think especially in a lot of the, I'd say like smaller European markets, there's a good number of retailers that still haven't launched a retail media network and then have a really big opportunity. And I think that's the other thing that we're going to see in 2025 is really the kind of the last of those retailers that don't have an RMN, like really launching one. And so I think it's really the tale of two different types of retailers this year. The ones who really want to kind of advance along the maturity model, and the other ones who are saying, let's get something started.
Excellent. So yeah, those almost at the top of the ladder and those just jumping on at the bottom, it's a big year for them both. How is your proposition going to help this? How are you, how's the new business between you guys going to really push retail along?
Yeah. I mean, I think for us, like historically where we've been best is with those retailers that are really looking to move off of kind of one of the incumbent platforms and really take things to the next level. And I think we'll continue to be that. Like, I think we have some great announcements coming up of really big tier one retailers who are moving to Kevel. But I think for us this year, and I think where, and really the acquisition of Nexta really helps unlock this, is that I think we become a great choice for these retailers who are just launching as well. So with Sonae Group in Portugal, like they launched a RMN starting with Kevel. Now they will be able to add things like offsite and self-serve and things like that, that previously were kind of a, hey, build it yourself or work with another partner. And so I think for us, it's really this year is the year that we can not only continue to work with the really kind of mature, evolving RMNs, but also be a great option for these, you know, companies who are just launching something new.
Yeah. Martin, what do you think? How's this new proposition going to boost ad tech?
Yeah, so I think getting back to the point where we started, for us, you know, we came from the offside. I think, you know, going into a retailer without actually what I call being the end-to-end provider and not also providing the on-site piece without having the ad server, I think, you know, then you can do a lot of partnerships, and then you as a retailer, you need to sign a contract with an ad server, you need to sign another contract to have offsite, and a third contract to do self-service. I think in this occasion, the retailer can get it all within one company, meaning they can get the on-site and the off-site and self-service within having one vendor. So I think there will be some kind of consolidation in the market as well as we are growing together. So for us, coming in with an end-to-end solution to also what I primarily has been focusing on is tier 2 and 3 retailer will actually lower the barrier to get started.
Excellent. This is a, you know, this is a Cavill US company in North Carolina.
North Carolina
meets Copenhagen. This is a US deal, but I think it says some good stuff about the strength of European ad tech and, you know, how well positioned Europe has become. Martin, how do you feel about the current scene in Europe? And then James, if you comment on after that about how, you know, how you view it and you've come in and taken a part of it.
Yeah, so I think for... I think for us, there was a few options on the table. I think one of the reasons why we also choose to go with Cavill, which is an American company, was also based on the reach they already have in the market, the size of the company and how they've been growing for the last many years. And then I think, you know, for us, we've been investing heavily into technology. We are a technology company. And actually meeting a co-founder who has also been building a technology company out of the US for us, I think that was a match. So I think that the European ad tech market is at least independently in a strong position.
Yeah. How do you feel the maturity of the European market matches up with your counterparts in the States?
So I think it depends on if the question is going around technology versus market size. For sure, the market size in US is bigger. I think looking into, you know, technology and talent in Europe around ad tech, I think we have been positioning quite well recently. I think there's been a lot of investment going into independent ad tech in Europe right now, and also a lot of talented people getting in. So I think we're in a good position and trying to keep up.
Excellent. James, how do you feel about the European scene?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is actually this will now be the second European company that we've acquired, right? Velocity, which we acquired a couple of years ago, I think technically a New York based company, but predominantly, you know, in Portugal, in Porto. And so we've had a, you know, pretty big presence in Europe now for really almost 5 years. Like, we put people in London on the ground 5 years ago. We, you know, with the Velocity acquisition, we now have a large R&D group based in Porto. And then now we're going to have a, you know, large R&D group and team in Copenhagen. And so for me, I think it's, you know, I think Europe is a great opportunity for us. Like, I think we see the products being built are, you know, top tier, like great engineering talent, building really compelling products. And I think the opportunity is that we can take that from, you know, where I think, you know, you were doing, you know, Nexto was doing very well in like a small market, to now expose that to, you know, a global market. And so I think that's a really big opportunity for us. I think overall in ad tech, you know, we continue to see great ad tech companies coming out of Europe. And I think there's also in retail media, there's a huge opportunity. And I think it's funny, in retail media, actually, I think the biggest companies continue to really be European companies, right? Criteo is a French company and Citrus is owned by Publicis. And so retail media has always kind of had a little bit more of a European center, you know.
Do you exclusively buy European companies in beautiful cities?
That is like one of the things I think about is where will I have to go visit the team? And so, you know, now I have a good mix of, in the winter I'll go to visit the Porto team, and in the summer I'll go visit the Copenhagen team, and it should work out well.
I knew that this was the basis of the deal. Yeah, it's, you know, you couldn't have chosen much better for beautiful European cities.
I can't disclose the name of the project, but the project name was... actually, a name of a really famous Michelin star restaurant in Copenhagen. So I don't know if we're going to do the closing there. It might depend on...
It might be too expensive.
Yeah, but we might send the check for the lawyers then.
Yeah, well, if you need a journalist to be there to witness, then I'm more than happy to come over for a delightful meal. Guys, so you know, the company, you've come together, we've announced it. And what do you hope are the next steps, Martin? What's the next kind of big hope for you for Nexto now?
Yeah, no. So I think for us now, we're going into a phase now. We are having two organizations that needs to be merged together. For sure, we share the same culture, we share the same vision, but there's a work to be done. We need to run faster together. We need to have a common goal. That's a bit on, you know, the organizational part. But then on the other hand, I think the opportunities with lies in front of us on our existing client base is huge already. And if you also look on the existing clients that Kivel have, I think that's the natural step to go out with a common solution towards those. And then there are a lot of, you know, opportunities in the market right now, especially in Europe. So I think there's a lot of good work ahead of us, and I'm looking forward to that kind of journey.
Fantastic, James.
Yeah, I think, for us, I think one of the really exciting things about this deal is that from day one, we can start to offer a lot of new offsite capabilities to all of our existing customers. And then over the, you know, kind of the course of the next 9 months is really, how do we really integrate the platforms and make everything work seamlessly together? So on-site self-serve, off-site self-serve, payments, reporting. There's some integration work ahead of us, but I think one of the exciting things is that from day one, we can really start to offer this to our customers.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining me. It's been really good to get into the weeds of the deal and to hear a little bit more about retail media. James, thanks so much for flying in today for this conversation.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
And you, Martin, thank you for flying in from Copenhagen for this conversation.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put some links in our show notes to James's Trader Talks he's done with us and to the Retail Media Hub we've worked with on Nexter for all your background on the retail media industry. Thank you very much for listening. This has been the MadTech Podcast Special.